My name is Taco. I want to say shout out to all the raccoons on campus. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Fleas. My name is Snarf Dude.
And my name is Daffodil.
It's very mysterious. Someone gave me that name one time and it sort of stuck. I don't know why.
It suits you.
Well, thank you. You know, if you go out and snarf every so often, think about the dude who does that on a regular basis. That's why I'm called Snarf Dude, right?
Yes, and because Sniff Dude just didn't work.
No. Anyway, we're bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week, and it's one of those letter shows this week.
Working our way through the alphabet.
Yes, this time it's the letter H that all the music is brought to you by. And we don't have a sponsor, so we can't say sponsor, but it is brought to you by the letter H.
Yes.
And some of the H things we're going to feature. Hey, we're going to go Huckle. We're going to How Much. We're going to ask that is Humpty Dumpty. Hubbardville. We're going to Hubbardville, Daffodil.
There will be some hula.
Some hulas? But guess what? We're going to start off with our how-to audio.
Okay.
Yes. Well, we're asking how questions, I guess, is the best way to say it.
It's not how-to, it's how-do.
How-do, yes. How do you milk a cow shortly? But we're starting off with, Scott Baio and How Do You Talk to Girls? Right here on
Cheese Please.
If I only could, we're only 10 feet apart, but it feels like
rescued these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
Californian, but I've got some kinfolk on the Mason-Dixon line. So this summer, just for fun, hopped in my DeLorean and headed for my uncle's farm for a short time. I thought that I would be hunting and fishing. I misunderstood him somehow. So far, there's nothing but chores here to mention. I didn't mind feeding the sows. But how do you milk a cow? How do you milk a cow? I wasn't in FFA. This camel's think I'm crazy up under it this way. I'm sitting here pulling, but there ain't nothing coming out. Oh, me-I-I-O. How do you milk a cow? But these farmers all make fun of me. Can't haul much hay in a tiny sports car. So I got myself a four-wheel drive, learned to spotlight deer at night. And I've got shearing sleep right down to an art. One thing's for sure, I hate shoveling manure. It gets all over my overalls. Them horses need shoeing, I hear Bessie mooing. So I thought, I'd ask you all, how do you milk a cow? How do you milk a cow? I think it's safe to say a man could get arrested for this in L.A. This heifer must be empty, cause she ain't putting out. Oh, me-I-I-O, tell me, how do you milk a cow?
This song is absolute. Cow disease.
How do you milk a cow? I no longer care. I'm getting sick and tired of smelling dairy air. I'm heading back to Cali and I'm turning in my plow. Oh, me-I-I-O. How do you milk a cow?
Hey, Cheese Please right here. How do you milk a cow by Cletus T. Judd on the show this week? Right, Daffodil?
I cannot believe you have a cowbell.
Oh, you just never know what we have in the van here.
Apparently.
And before that, we had Scott Baio, who really needs auto-tune.
A lot.
And how do you talk to girls? On the show this week, which is brought to you by the letter H. I really want to say sponsor, but we have no sponsor.
No, they didn't pay us, but we're still doing H anyway.
Yes, you know, I mean, H is full of fun things like home and happy.
And heck and healthy.
Healthy? What else is it full of?
Hula hooping.
Hula hooping, of course. And that's what we're going to play next, aren't we?
A little bit of hula.
Yes. You're reading the list already, Daffodil, are you?
Yes, I have to.
Garfield Owens coming up with Hula Wobble Shake. But we're starting off with Georgia Gibbs and the Hula Hoop song right here on...
Cheese, Please!
A red wonder and a green wonder, yellow, white and hula hula hoop. Hula hoop. Hula hoop. Everyone is playing with the hula hoop. Look at them spin. Now if they rock when they should sway, it would fall to the ground. Then again, once again, the hoop spins around and round.
Hula hula hula.
Hula hoop, hula hoop. Everyone is playing with the hula hoop. Look at them spin, trying to win. Anyone can play from 3 to 110.
With Garland, not Garfield, Garland Owens, and Hula Waba, Waba? No, Wobble Shake. On the show this week, what was he saying? Hula, 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 shupa.
I have no idea.
That just threw me off. It's just one of those oddity songs that you'll find on the show every so often. And before that, Georgia Gibbs being a little friendly, more friendlier, I suppose, than the ooba, 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 and shupa, yeah. And hula hoop song. Did you ever do a hula hoop at all, Daphne?
Yes.
And were you successful about that?
Reasonably sure. But do you know, I have a friend, Lex, and she actually broke her foot hula hooping.
Really?
And nobody knows how.
She broke her foot.
Yes.
And that must have been fun at the emergency ward.
Explaining how you did it, yes.
I don't know what to say other than that. Because
she's very clumsy.
Oh. And was she in a cast or anything like that?
Yes. This was before she and I became really good friends.
Oh.
So I don't have a lot of details.
Oh, I see. That's something for the record books, maybe.
Yes.
My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we are bringing you Cheese Please, brought to you by the letter H.
H.
Which is the eighth letter of the Latin alphabet.
Oh, cool. What else can you tell me?
Well, worldwide, most people say H, but some places regionally, particularly in the UK, they say H.
H.
The Egyptian hieroglyph for the letter is a fence.
A fence?
Yes, and they believe that the actual shape of H comes from the fence.
Well, when you think about it, the letter H, you can make a fence out of the letter H and or support anything with the letter H, with the two things and the thing in the middle.
Exactly.
I mean, table legs can be made like the letter H. So H is a very practical letter.
It is.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
It is a very practical letter, and in the NATO phonetic alphabet, it is hotel.
Okay, but we're moving on to more H music. We've got Hank Thompson coming up shortly with Humpty Dumpty Heart.
Okay.
Speaking of supports and, you know, he fell off the wall and all. But we're starting off with a song that really has overtones of a horror movie from the 70s, I personally think. It's Hubbardville Store. It's very evil there. Dennis Weaver on...
Cheese, Please!
Well, it looked like rain when they laid Papa down, but he sure looked good in that suit of brown from the Hubbardville store. Small gray stone and a box of pie, two red roses tied with twine from the Hubbardville store. Dust to dust, who could ask for more? Stood like a ghost on the paved highway, and they'd come in their car just to tell us to pay at the Hubbardville store. Well, I was just a kid and I couldn't plow ground. Mama used to cry when the man come around from the Hubbardville store.
Look yonder, Mama, here come hard times.
Pride was strong, told him we'd pay him before too long at the Hubbardville store. Mama knew better and I could see it in her eyes. If money was meat, we couldn't draw flies at the Hubbardville store.
Look yonder, Mama, here comes the man.
They took our land, they took everything but the clothes in our hand, the Hubbardville store.
And I swore to God that I'd do them all in, but Mama cried, son, now don't you turn to sin
for the Hubbardville store.
Look out now!
I felt like a man on that moonless night with a steady hand and one match to light. The Hubbardville store. People come a-running from miles around. They hid their smiles as it burned to the ground. The Hubbardville store.
Look yonder, Mama. The sky's on fire. Dust to dust. Who could ask for more?
Cause it burned everything right down to their sacks at the Hubbardville store. Dust to dust, who could ask for more?
Look yonder, Mama,
at the Hubbardville store.
Look yonder, Papa,
at the Hubbardville store.
It's all fun and games where no one really gets hurt. But remember, you still should never try this at home. Snarf Dude and Daffodil are trained cheese handling professionals.
Cheese. Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a big fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men, never put Humpty together again. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. He dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men, could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom, my heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Now a heart is a fragile thing. When dropped it won't bounce or ring. It ain't no joke, 'cause when it's broke, no love song will it sing. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men, could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom, my heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Think you were that sort when I handed you my heart. You got it on a platter, but you let it shatter my Humpty Dumpty heart. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men, could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom, my heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart.
Jeez Please with Hank Thompson and Humpty Dumpty heart.
I like that one.
I wonder if that Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall and broke up. And all
no,
the king's
his heart
horses.
Fell off the wall and broke up.
Oh, no. And all the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put it back together again, right?
No.
And before that, we had the somewhat delusional Dennis Weaver. And I kind of wonder what he's actually picking up at the Hubbardville store. Maybe illegal substances?
You never know.
He goes off the deep end there, man. It's either that or a horror movie in the making. Maybe mix in a few zombies there for good measure.
Maybe both.
I don't know. And by the way, my name is, I'm checking my name tag here. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Oh, thank you, by the way, for writing my name down on my name tag. I put right here on my shirt, so if I forget my name, I always look at it.
That's because I used to put it on a sticky in front of you, but it would keep falling off, and you'd forget who you are.
I know, I just get so involved with this show that I just get so excited, I forget what my name is. So that's sort of a fallback thing for me. And
yes, because we're the tornado on the radio.
Yes, and we're ending off our Brought to You by the Letter H show this week with Huckle Buckle Beanstalk by Titus Turner shortly. But starting off the set is How Much Moon by Rockus Meteorites on Earth, DJ Obert and D. Styles. Whew. That's a
mouthful.
I tell you. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back. Again, we'll have more shenanigans.
You sure you want to have them come back?
Yes, please come back.
Goodbye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Trudy, Trudy, you raving beauty, how does your beanstalk grow?
Hook up the beanstalk, growing too tall. Chop it up the axe, Jack, gonna make it fall. Some crazy critters planted beans by her back door. That magic beanstalk manufactures beans galore. A fortune selling string beans at the store. Oh, she's high and mighty, got no time for me no more.
Hook up the beanstalk, growing too tall. Chopping up the axe, Jack, gonna make it fall.
We used to be as close as sweet peas in a pod, but I got canned just like those beans in her backyard.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
The Art of the Mixtape is not lost.